This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Okay, the only nerd that's bigger than me and Super Don, it's Ty Bollinger. And it's not because he's a nerd. He's just bigger than us. That's all. He's just bigger than us.
Hey, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd, too.
We all are. We had our nerd on that's doing a little Star Wars story about the two-sun Tatooine planet and who can out-nerd the other. But, man, it's always good to get together with you. Time to go outside the box. And we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny this evening, which is very exciting.
Awesome.
And she's going to be one of the featured speakers, correct me if I'm wrong, at the TTAC event in October in Dallas. Is that right?
Well, she's going to be one, and so are you. We got two of the 45 right here tonight.
All right. And you too, my friend, and Charlene and the kids will all be here. So,
yes, we will.
It's going to be great. Oh, and by the way, next week we're going to miss you, but you know we'll be together with a doc of detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, at the IACT conference. Remember, last year it was in Nashville. We were all together. This year it's in St. Petersburg, Florida, and we'll be hanging out next week with the doc of detox.
Awesome. I didn't know it was going to be down there. I didn't, I guess they must not have liked my lecture last year. I didn't get an invite this year.
You know, it's kind of strange. I don't know how those boards do those things, but, you know, they like to rotate people through, and we don't like to have two people in a row. I'm like, then why'd you invite me back? All right? I mean, what's so special about me? I'm a little nerd. What do you want? Right? So anyway,
you are versatile. You are a keynote speaker in many different venues.
Yeah,
you're knowledgeable about a lot of stuff. I'm not really a colon hydra therapist and don't know all that much about it. So I was kind of the only reason that they invited me last year was because you were coming.
Oh, dude, are you calling me a butthead? Is that what you're saying?
You got it.
I love the colon hydra therapist, and I said that last year. Perhaps that's why I was so complimentary of them, and it was coming from my heart too. Because Dr. King always told that joke about. Which organ is the most important organ? And the heart says it's me. The brain says it's me, right? And then the colon says, you guys ain't anywhere near the right thing. It's me. And, of course, the colon just shuts down and stops anything from leaving the body. And within a few days, they're all saying, bowing down to the colon, say, okay, you are the best. You are the greatest. Let us free again, right? But, you know, that is the most important group of people out there in terms of detox, opening the pathways of elimination, just like the garbage man in the community. The garbage man stops coming. You're in trouble. Disease happens, cholera, the things we talked about last hour.
Yep. Yeah, you know, as Doc Newsom says, you got to open up all the exits, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I miss Doc Newsom. Big love to Doc Newsom if he's
listening.
Well,
Doc's going to be there in October, so if you don't see him before then, you'll see him in October.
Dr. Daniel Newsom. We got some great folks that are going to be together then.
Oh, we do. You know, I will send you. It's not free for the public to see yet, yet, the live event page. But I will send it to you. I think I may have already sent it, so you can see all the people that are going to be there.
Send it again, and I can actually send it to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks and blame him. It wasn't me. It was Julian Assange. All right, Edward Snowden, maybe. All right, gun rights. Let's talk about the right to keep and bear arms. A tragedy of tragedies. You know, it happened in Orlando. 49 people right now as of now, and the shooter, the claimed shooter, dead, plus a lot more injured. And, you know, I know some docs in that area, so I know that people were shot. They were appearing at hospitals. It wasn't like people weren't killed. There wasn't blood. You know, that part of it, I'm not disputing. But there's still anomalies here. And, of course, only a few days later, you've got President Obama. You've got President-elect Clinton. That's what she'd like to be known as.
Right.
All of them claiming we've got to give up the guns. We've got to just have some what they call common sense gun restrictions. I'm thinking, you know what? What would have stopped a guy like this, if he indeed was the shooter, from getting a firearm. Evidently, he was under the FBI watch list. He worked for a company that worked for the Department of Homeland Security, somehow contracted out or something. I mean, there's a lot of strange stuff about this that smacks of, FBI, did you actually participate and facilitate this, just like what happened in 1994 with the World Trade Center? And John Rappaport wrote a great article about that.
Yeah, John did write a great article about this Orlando shooting this weekend. The alleged shooter is just kind of odd. You know, I'm initially, based upon just what we've seen in the past, the way that we've been lied to in the past, when something like this happens, I always try to question the official story and just see if it makes sense. And it just, you know, from the first, it just kind of smelled funny, but nothing particular. But the reality is that this guy, if he was the shooter, nothing would have stopped him from getting guns. The criminals don't obey laws. Law-abiding citizens obey laws, and therefore they're not criminals. So the criminals will always find a way to get the weapon. But when we look at what happened over the weekend, there's just a lot of anomalies. You know, the story that came out was that by Sunday evening, all the dead people were supposedly still in the nightclub, right? I mean, why would they leave him in there all day? That just doesn't make sense. By Sunday evening, almost 24 hours after the incident, only a couple of the people had been identified, but they said they the others were unidentifiable. But if you go to a nightclub, you've got a wallet with an ID in it, most likely. So I just don't understand how they couldn't identify. That just doesn't make sense. And then, you know, we saw the footage, and I'm not alleging that people weren't injured and hurt. You personally know doctors that saw some of the injured people. But some of the footage that we saw of people being carried down the street didn't make sense. The one guy that had the two red tennis shoes on that was not wearing a shirt. I don't know if you saw the rest of that footage, Robert, but where everybody else cut off, there was one camera that stayed on them, the two men that were carrying him and the man in the red shoes. And when they got out of camera range, they put him down, and he walked off. And he allegedly had been shot in the leg and had a tourniquet around it. But then they put him down when they're out of camera range, and he was able to walk. That just doesn't make sense. And, you know, the list is endless. There's a lot of things about this that don't really make a lot of sense. I don't know what happened, but I'll be interested to see what comes out over the next few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, if we see politically how this plays out, the gun grab again is on. And how many tragic shootings does it have to happen before we finally, Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, finally says, okay, you can have our guns, right? Not going to happen. And, you know, because people feel the way they do about guns, they're scared of them, they think that guns, you know, magically shoot people without a person actually pulling the trigger,
right.
It doesn't impact my right to keep and bear arms. And I think that's the key here. A right is not something that can be legislated away unless you are enslaved to those who legislate. And that is not what we want to have here, at least here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, when we go outside the boxes, certainly with Ty Bollinger, a country of slaves who answer to government. This is about people who were sovereign and superior to the government that served them. And we've long ago lost that. That's why Michael Badnarik's coming to town, and we're going to do the Constitution class July 9th.
Yeah, you know, Robert, I'm glad you brought that up, because that really, I think that's at the root of what has happened. Whether this was an inside job, or whether this was a lone psycho that just went nuts, or whether this was some guy that was mind controlled or whatever. I don't know what the scenario is, but the issue is gun control. I mean, you can see that in the people that were interviewed. I saw an interview with an alleged mother whose son, they didn't know where he was, and this is literally 4 or 5 hours after this happened. This was Sunday morning early. She was being interviewed, and she was crying with no tears, and she mentioned, won't we please implement some kind of logical, reasonable gun control? And I'm thinking, okay, if one of my kids is 4 hours earlier been in a mass shooting, and I don't know where he or she is, that's the last thing I'm going to mention is gun control or gun laws. I'm going to be frantic trying to find my kid.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that shows that this is an opportunistic scenario. Whether it's taking advantage of a real tragedy, whether it's taking advantage of a planned staged operation, because again, let's face it, go through recent history, the government has been known to stage false flag events to elicit certain responses. whether it be, you know, Pearl Harbor, World War II, and FDR, whether it be the Gulf of Tonkin incident, whether it be, again, the things that the FBI knew about an informant that was involved or an actual FBI agent in 94 before the first World Trade Center bombing that they pulled out. Read the John Rappaport article.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to maintain levels of skepticism and cynicism even. I'd almost say that when we have these big events, when immediately the so-called speakers on our behalf in the government, the politicians or whatever, are claiming to know better to do what to do at this point. And that is, of course, to take away the right to keep and bear arms, which you can't unless it's not really a right. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And only if you're subservient to government could it be a privilege.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely true. And, you know, you mentioned we do have to just kind of keep your smell meter up. You know, keep smelling to see if this is fishy, because it does kind of smell fishy with a lot of things that have happened. And you mentioned previous false flag events. I mean, look, one that I wrote about in my book, and I'm not saying this is the equivalent of Sandy Hook, but Sandy Hook was a complete false flag. There were so many anomalies about what happened there. We know that we were lied to. The official story stinks. But one of the things that we saw was it was either Sandy Hook or Boston bombings. We saw tweets and Facebook posts before it happened, right,
mm-hmm,
about
mm-hmm.
the event.
Yeah.
We saw the same thing with Orlando. You can go to Yahoo or Google and you can search for the Pulse nightclub shooting, and you can see that there were articles that were posted the day before it happened about multiple injuries at a shooting at a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be something weird in the software, and it actually wasn't posted the day before. I don't know, but it's just another anomaly.
Right. And also, the concept of pacifism. Pacifism, if it's bred into your DNA,
mm-hmm.
that even in the face of a threat to your life or the life of a loved one, you won't act. And I wasn't there. I'm not making judgment, but you have to ask the question. Isn't there a point at some point in that many hours long scenario that he would have to reload and couldn't keep shooting? And at that
mm-hmm.
point, does somebody, certainly somebody with a firearm and knew how to use it, could at that point take it out? Now, that's one of the reasons that I said we're doing a Constitution class July 9th with Michael Bednarik, the author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. And then on July 10th, we're going to be working with a British Special Forces former guy who knows how to use firearms, along with Michael Bednarik, to train people how to utilize them appropriately, safely, responsibly. Because the right to keep and bear arms is a right that is granted to us by that which created us all, and that is not government.
True. True. And, well, you know what? We got the music coming up. I was about to make another point, but we can carry it over.
Okay. We also have questions of the day we'll try and squeeze in as well, after maybe another point from TMB on this issue. Again, serious issues. We're not at all casting aspersions on the people who suffered tremendous trauma in this and the lives that are lost, but we have to be able to speak about these things so that they may never happen again and certainly not happen to you. Or if it does, you know what to do. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
Outside the box every hump day with Ty Bollinger. Sherry Tenpenny coming up in a little bit. We've got all kinds of upcoming events listed in the show notes. We'll be adding the TTAC event as soon as it's free for availability to you to get tickets. TMB, did you want to add anything more on the shooting issue and the gun rights issue before we dive into some questions?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just going to say that what you mentioned about, you know, having to reload so many times, he was a, you know, carrying an AR-15, I think. Let's say he had 30-round clips. He'd had to reload at least 7 times. What are the people that are in there doing when he's reloading? I mean, if the official story is accurate, again, I'm not saying that there weren't shootings there, but maybe there were multiple shooters.
That's a good point. There
were several people engaged, because if it's just one shooter, that makes about as much sense as the box cutters on 9/11. You know, that you could take down, and that these people didn't just gang up on them and maybe get their wrists cut a little bit, but they said, you know, are you kidding me? No, we're gonna. And they just butt whipped the terrorists. It seems like the same thing would have happened eventually when you see all these people in the club being mowed down by one person. When he goes to reload and he pauses, they just swarm him. I just don't get how that didn't happen, which is what makes me think that there had to have been multiple shooters.
Right, and there's suspicions now they're going to more arrests involved, so who knows where this is going to play out. But another good point is you pay attention to these things and go beyond what the mainstream media meme is to get you to give up your arms, so to speak. All right, TMB, we got some questions of the day. I don't know if you have them in front of you, if there's any one in particular you want to target while we can before we bring Sherry Tenpenny into the mix.
The question about the sarcoma cancer, the one in a million cancer?
Yes. Right. This is from Mike.
Yeah, you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so Mike says, my brother-in-law has a leiomyosarcoma cancer. He has a very large encased tumor that affected his organs, mainly his liver. He was told his condition is one in a million. He has a team of surgeons that were unable to remove the tumor due to it being entwined with his liver. He's in tough shape due to surgery. Chemo is an option, which would be tough on him. The family feels helpless. Any suggestion, we appreciate it. Okay, well, the first thing is, you know, you've got, it looks like a tumor that's entwined with a liver. So this might be one of those situations where surgery is necessary. I don't know. You know, there are instances in brain cancers where you need surgery. So it looks like they were unable to remove it, but you know, it sounds like he's got a pretty serious tumor burden.
Right.
You know, so this might be one of those situations where that might be something that needs to happen, because he says they've affected his organs, mainly his liver. I don't really know the extent of effectiveness, that they've been affected, but it looks like it might be a scenario there. From that point, wow, it really, I would try to find out from the surgeons or from the oncologist, has the cancer metastasized anywhere?
Right.
Because if it's just localized there, you know, if it's entwined around the liver and you can get it removed, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even consider a toxic treatment like chemotherapy until his body and the liver specifically are back to working order.
Yeah, you'll destroy that very organ. I was thinking of the things I talked about in the Truth About Cancer, too, about increasing selenium significantly, increasing the silica, which is the connective tissue that limits the ability to metastasize. And, of course, blood glucose metabolism. What is that? GTF chromium. So those three, go back and watch Global Quest, and there's not only what I say, but a lot of folks.
Yeah. I think those are great suggestions. And you know, so the chemotherapy would be something that I wouldn't even consider, because of the fact that we don't know if the cancer has spread or not. Mm-hmm. And so I would find that out. I'd find out if they found cancer anywhere else, because the reality is a lot of times surgeons, oncologists will recommend chemotherapy just in case they didn't get it all. And if it hasn't spread and they're doing it just in case, why would you destroy your immune system just in case?
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense to me if they do that. So I would find out to begin with is, has it spread? Ask the questions and find out if it has metastasized anywhere. And then you can look at a protocol. I would always advise against chemotherapy personally, but I would never do it. But it's up to you.
There are also cancer adjunct therapies in homeopathy. Our friend Dr. King has some. You go through a healthcare provider for that. Again, I always look to liver detox homeopathically. That's really key, the metabolic interface, to strengthen the excretory functions, because cancer is a disease of toxicity and deficiency, mm-hmm. among other things. But those are two keys that we've got to combat, and then strengthen the connective tissue so that cancer can't metastasize easily. Again, if you can watch The Truth About Cancer or Global Quest, find somebody who has it. They're out there, and we'll continue answering those questions as we can. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next, robertscottbell.com gets you to all the links, including The Truth About Cancer and cancertruth.net as well. Stick with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB and RSB together each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that's cool enough when we get together. Two nerds get together, we become cool, right? But what's even cooler is when we have special guests when we're together. And TMB, you got to tell everybody who we got right now.
We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She is the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award last December as well. You were as well. And so I'm honored to be speaking to two Lifetime Achievement Award recipients. Dr. Tenpenny, thank you so much for joining us.
You're really welcome, Pat.
Hearing what you have to say tonight.
You know, yeah. It's funny. I had so many pictures of that award that you gave us and such a wonderful evening and fun time. And I kiddingly, maybe not so kiddingly, say to people, it's the only award that I've ever gotten that doubles as an award and can double as a lethal weapon. It's so tall and it's so heavy. I actually weighed it when we got home. It's 19 pounds.
I know. I work out with mine.
They are big and heavy. You can work out with them.
Yeah, you can't miss them when they're sitting on your mantle either. So, no, I was grateful to have that, and they're beautiful, and you did a fabulous job. And it's going to be a really fun time coming up in October when we do the event with Truth About Cancer in Texas.
Yeah, in Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Right. We're really looking forward to that, too.
But first, Sherry, we've got to get you some help. I understand you need a nurse practitioner in-house. I mean, who wouldn't want to work with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
Yes, we need a nurse practitioner, and now is the perfect time of year to come join us. We're really super busy. We're in Cleveland, Ohio. So all your listening audience, I know this goes out a long ways, and many people listening aren't even within, it's a long even flight to get to Cleveland, Ohio. But Cleveland's one of those best-kept secrets in America, including the Cavs are here, right? And so that should be a draw. But we have an opportunity, to expand our clinic, and we need some additional help. So anybody who's listening, if you're in the greater Cleveland area or you know somebody who is in the greater Cleveland area and wants to work in a vaccine-free clinic and that you don't have to get a flu shot in order to work there, we're really looking for a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant to join us as soon as possible.
Sweet. I love it that we got a job bulletin board now for holistically inclined people, so that's really cool. Now, we've got that coming up. Of course, Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't forget that. Really good stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
And you are there, and that's enough for me. Otherwise, it's too cold. But, no, if you want to work together with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and her crew, it's an amazing place. That's where real healing and empowerment happens. So vaccines, obviously, always on our discussion minds, and you write extensively. You have the Vaccine Research Library as well. And Vax the Movie, it's being held over in Florida, I think, for a third week.
Yay.
Documentaries don't get held over. This is really turning into a movement. We've been at this for a long time. You've been at this for longer than anybody, and it's really starting to hit.
It really is, and we're seeing more and more things that are being added on. In fact, we just got notification today there's going to be a very big event, and I hope to come back on your show, Robert, when it gets closer to the time, and talk about Redding, California, Northern California, that will draw from as far away as Asheville, Oregon, and down into Nevada, and hopefully people will come up from Southern California to Redding, California on August the 5th. Which will be a huge event. We're renting it's like a 1,000-room theater. We're probably going to show the movie a couple of times during the day. And so people listening, if you have to plan ahead, put that event to be in Redding, California, Northern California, largest city in the northern part of the state, August the 5th. I'm going to be there. Andy Wakefield's going to be there. It's going to be a really big event. And
Vax
it's just so powerful because when you go to that movie, when people are there, and I did three question and answer sessions here when it was in Cleveland, and so I saw it three times in 2 days, and the whole message that just sinks in is if they could lie to Congress under oath, if they could manipulate data, if they could withhold data for 6 years, if they could shred important documents, what else have they lied to us about? How can we trust them about one single vaccine in the entire vaccine program?
Well, exactly. That's what's so powerful. The doctors wake up and say, oh, my God, what have I done? They thought sincerely in most cases that they were doing the right thing, but they believed lies that were told to them, and they didn't dig. Very few people do. For whatever reason, TMB, you, me, and others have been digging. But now this film, and it is amazing how film has that impact. If it's done well, which Vax the Movie is done well, to reach beyond the censorship of our own minds about things we don't want to see, and then suddenly you're confronted.
Yeah, you're really confronted with it, and it is such a very well-done movie, and it's you know, all the pro-vaccine naysayers are saying, oh, it's just another anti-vaccine film, but it isn't. It's not about anti-vaccines. And there is one statement that Andy makes in there towards the end of the film about promoting single antigen vaccines. And unless you're at one of his question and answer sessions, you don't really get to hear him explain why he says that in great detail. And I know that they're going to be putting this on the website soon, but, you know, it's just the fact that when they had single antigen vaccines, they didn't see autism. When they put them together, we do see autism. And in my opinion, another reason why I think it would be very important to get single antigen vaccines is for the adult vaccination schedule, because now they're requiring, you know, flu shots for healthcare workers in order to keep their jobs, but they're also coming down the pike is going to be pneumonia shots and MMR and pertussis and all of those things. And they want to get the MMR is now becoming a requirement to get into college and to professional schools. Mm-mm. So if you go and you get a vaccine titer for measles, mumps, and rubella, and say your rubella titer and your mumps titer is okay, but your measles titer is not, or any one of those three is not to the level of what they consider to be acceptable, now you've got to get a shot of MMR. You can't get just a single antigen injection of the one titer that was not acceptable to their level.
Right.
And so it increases the risk of injury in adults. And we talk so much about injuries in children that we forget that there are thousands and thousands of adults that get injured by flu shots and tetanus shots and hepatitis B, hepatitis A, travel vaccines that are completely unnecessary. And so if we had single antigen vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella, it's not that anybody's advocating that they are any safer. They are not. But at least under circumstances where you are required to be vaccinated, or for those parents who think still for some reason think vaccines are necessary, at
right.
least they have an option of doing them one at a time.
Yeah. Also, the week before, we're in Dallas in St. Petersburg, Florida, homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, talking about the homeopathic remedies, nozodes, in place of vaccines. This is great that this is moving forward as well. And Vax, the movie, is going to be shown at the National Health Freedom Congress. Andy Wakefield and the crew, they're all going to be up there in St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota with us, July 31st through August 2nd. So that's another opportunity, and my goodness, it's amazing what's happening. And, of course, the information that you've been letting loose on for years, Dr. Tenpenny, including in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. And, Ty, I'm so grateful we're all getting to do this to let the world know.
Yeah, me too. It's a real blessing to be able to just get the word out. You know, one of the things that struck me when Dr. Tenpenny was talking about Vax and is that I was up in Chicago at Autism One a few weeks ago, as you know, and
yeah.
many of the people that I was talking to Andy, and interesting, most of the people that have attacked the movie have never seen the movie.
Yes,
and
that's
most,
interesting.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of bizarre that they've never seen it, but they attack it, but they don't attack the movie, they attack Andy, right? So it's like it's kind of like the grade school argument. You know, you get in an argument. You know, well, your mom's fat and ugly. It's like, what does that have to do with the argument, right? And that's kind of about as much as the Vax argument with Andy being the producer has to do with the movie. It's not the same. It's not one the same. Just because you have somebody that has been accused of falsehood in the past doesn't mean anything about the content of the movie.
Well, exactly. It's exactly right. And, you know, more information coming out. We know that film is specifically about the MMR and the whistleblower because they wanted to base it on the fact, not give any conjecture, not let anywhere in where they could,
yeah.
you know, attack it. So it's very efficient in that way, the way it's done. But there are other vaccines that are equally, if not more dangerous. Case in point, Gardasil.
Yes, Gardasil is really, it's really taking its toll on young girls and also young boys. It's the whole issue of primary ovarian failure, which I read an article last night that does talk about this, again, about Gardasil, and this was a publication that was in the American College of Pediatrics in January of 2016 that actually says that there is no placebo, there was never been a placebo after, It used in the Gardasil trials. In fact, when they did the placebo that was used in the vaccine was a shot of aluminum. And a placebo, by definition, is supposed to be something that's inert and can cause no reactions. So mm-hmm. when they use a shot of placebo or a shot of aluminum as right. a placebo, and then the conclusion is that the side effects were the same as the placebo, and the Gardasil vaccine itself has 125 micrograms of aluminum, and they used as the control of the in the placebo group 125 micrograms of aluminum, then of course the side effects are going to be the same because you're comparing the same thing to the same thing. And primary ovarian failure, what it says and what it said in this article that I was reading, because sadly enough I saw two young girls in the office this week. One was four, that both of them are now experiencing no periods and haven't for several years since they were vaccinated. And one of them was with the Gardasil vaccine and one was with other vaccines. And so if they are doing any sort of if only 2 cases or 5 cases or 10 cases in a study comes up with primary ovarian failure, which means you don't have periods. If you have primary ovarian failure, you're not going to ovulate, which means down the road you're going to have infertility. And we've known that polysorbate 80 can do that in female mice. We know that the borax in the Gardasil vaccine can cause testicular atrophy in male mice, and it's the Leydig cells in the testicles, which are the cells that produce the sperm, that are affected, not the other cells that produce the testosterone. So the boys can all, by all outward appearances, look as though they are developing normally, but at some point not be able to produce sperm. Hmm. And interestingly enough, about a week or two ago, there was an article that came out. It was came out in my American, in my AOA, the American Osteopathic Association, from which I'm a member, puts out a Monday morning news alert, and there was an alert in there that the teen pregnancy rate now has reached an all-time low and lower than anything they've ever seen before. In fact, they're a little concerned about it because right. we all assume that teens are still having sex. And so I asked Norma Friedman of
Real quick, Sherry, we're almost on a break. Sherry, you there?
Yep.
I was just saying, real quick, because we're up on a break.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to... I'll finish it when we come back.
Okay, she'll stick around with us. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, bonus time with her. And, of course, whether it's the intent, it looks like Gardasil is a population reduction vaccine by, well, what it does, whether they meant to do it or not. That's what's happening. We'll be back after this with TMB as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I think the Gardasil vaccine is reason enough for, you know, it's Father's Day coming up, Ty. You and me, dads, right? And we talk about having girls. You've got some girls. I've got one girl. And, like, when they get to teenage years, you're like, man, oh, man, I'm definitely armed in case the guys come a-calling. But I'm thinking we need to be ready to be armed for the Gardasil shot if that comes a-calling. If they try to attack our children, and as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says, it's not just the girls but the boys, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm armed. I know you are too. So that's not going to happen here.
Don't come anywhere near our kids with those things. And Dr. Tenpenny, you're getting that information out so people know why they have to defend their children.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when this, what we were talking about before the break is about this article that came out that actually multiple news sites were talking about the fertility rate in girls, in teenage girls is the lowest that it's ever been, and they were wondering why. And so I asked Norma Friedman from SaneVax, you know, S-A-N-E-V-A-X, SaneVax. Norma and Frieda are the two women who have single-handedly put seven countries up against the ropes to get them to stop using Gardasil completely. And when I said it to Norma, she said, yes, it's really sad, and it looks as though it's starting to come true because we've been using Gardasil since 2006, and that they particularly target African-American girls, incarcerated girls, and Hispanic girls, which is generally have a higher reproductive rate and have more children. And those rates are through the floor. And she said she's talked to two young boys that after the Gardasil vaccine that they were no longer able to get an erection, and they were so embarrassed about it they wouldn't even tell their parents. Now, one of the biggest problems with that is that that probably means the parents don't know that the child is having a problem and will go ahead and get the third vaccine.
Oh,
and we don't know
gosh.
What will happen after that.
Devastating.
So this is a devastating travesty thing with Gardasil. They're all bad though, Robert. And I just got an alert the other day that said, you know, for a long time now we've been saying there are 130 vaccines in the pipeline. There's now 240.
Wow.
And if we don't get the mandate stopped coming after the election, which I know they're going to start pushing, we had 129 or 139 bills submitted after the measles fiasco in 2015. Mm-hmm. We had 129 bills in something like 37 states. All of them were defeated except California, and all of the medical literature, the public health literature, is now saying that SB 277 should be the model legislation for the country. They're going to start pushing adult mandates, and the mandate, the things that I've read have said that the adults should be getting all of the ones that are currently approved for adults, which are 13, and mm-hmm. any vaccines in the future, and that means maybe another 20 or 30 that will actually make it to market.
This is why we're doing the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik next month. Please check it out, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Learn about your rights and stand up for them. Don't roll over on this. Don't roll up your sleeves. Don't drop your drawers on it either. TMB, this is, again, what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's putting out there, the Vaccine Research Library. Also follow some great, interesting, and fascinating news you won't hear in the mainstream media on Truth Kings as well. And that's linked up. But TMB, interesting about the hidden stories of medicines that we know about, that the government knows about, that are suppressed. We wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. The high CBD form of cannabis, they've known that it reverses seizure disorders for, what, 50, 60, 70 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've known for, almost 80 years, actually, they've known this. And it was suppressed. It was suppressed back in the 30s and 40s, and you know, it's at least the cannabis is in the limelight now, and people are starting to realize that it's a very medicinal plant. But this is not, it's not just isolated to cancer that treatments have been suppressed. We've got other diseases and other conditions that we've had suppressed treatments, and this is one of them. Epilepsy is very effectively treated with cannabis, but you know, we're not told that. It was suppressed, and it's still suppressed.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something that just happened that you guys, on the same topic. Dr. Janet Levitin, who's our holistic pediatrician in our practice, who doesn't vaccinate and hasn't in her entire
She's
30 years
terrific.
Practice,
we've had her on before. We love her.
She went to a conference, and they were talking about, and I think it may have been at Autism One, and mm-hmm. they were talking about CBD oil, and so there was a company that she said, can we bring this into our clinic? And I said, well, you know, cannabis isn't legal in Ohio. We better find out if this is legal. Mm-hmm. So this particular product had 0.007% of THC in it, and we got a letter today from the State Pharmacy Board confirming that we can't use it or we could be charged with a felony.
Well, we have it in the dietary supplement form from Cannavest, now known as CV Sciences, available in all 50 states. RSV-15 gets you 15% off. It's a dietary supplement, folks, not a drug, and the FDA can't stop you. Not that they won't try, but it's legal in all 50 states. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thank you, TMB. You know
Thank
what you got to You got to tell them. We're going to tell them right now. The power
to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.